Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing and being glad in it. Hallelujah. We thank God for the atmosphere being set by Vicky Yohe. Anoint me, Lord. Hallelujah. That is my prayer. She said, here I am again, Lord, asking for more. Hallelujah. So we continually come into God's presence, asking for more, hungering and thirsting after him. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hungering and thirsting after God. My God, the Bible says that we hunger and thirst after righteousness, we shall be filled. So I thank God on today for a fresh anointing, a fresh outpouring, a fresh infilling. Amen. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons. We welcome you, my wonderful husband, Pastor Anthony Simmons, and myself, and the New Creation Christian Ministries Church family. We welcome you to the NCCM prayer line on tonight. God truly is good and worthy to be praised, and we give him all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise because he is worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're thanking God today for breath in our bodies. We're thanking God, hallelujah, for the movement of our limbs. We're thanking God because we are healed. We are saved, hallelujah, saved and delivered from Satan, sin, death, and hell. My God, hallelujah, along with sickness. Sickness no longer has any power over us. Amen. We are kingdom. God pulled us out of the darkness of this world. He translated us into the kingdom, my God, of his marvelous light. And we are praising God for that. We are excited. Is anybody out there excited? My God, I know you are excited. I am excited. Pastor Anthony is excited. The New Creation Christian Ministries Church family is excited. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are praising God. We're praising God in the middle of tribulation. We're praising God in the middle of trials. We're praising God in the middle of trouble. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Whatever is coming our way, whatever we encounter on a day-to-day basis, we are praising God because praise is what we do. We are worshippers. The Bible says that God is looking for true worshipers. My God, those who will worship him in spirit and in truth. And we are here to worship God. We are here to seek his face. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. So we're going to go into prayer. I want to encourage you on today that no matter what you're going through, know that you already have the victory. It's already done. My God, hallelujah. The book of Numbers, the Bible says God is not a man that he should lie, nor is he the son of man that he would repent. He said, have I not said it? Shall I not do it? Oh, glory. Hallelujah. God said it, and he is going to bring it to pass. God didn't have anybody to swear by, so he swore by himself. You have to know that God is serious about what he has said about you. Hallelujah. He loves you. God really does love you. He loves you so much that he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die so that you could be in relationship with him, God the Father. Hallelujah. God does not desire that anyone would perish. As a matter of fact, he has a marvelous plan for your life. He has a plan to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future. Hallelujah. God wants you to continue to hold on to your faith. He wants you to continue to believe him against unbelief, hope against hope, and continue to hold on to his unchanging hand. Continue to believe that God will never leave you, nor will he ever forsake you. Yes, you're going through a hard time. You may be going through a hard time right now, but trust in the Lord. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Believe not the lies of the devil. Believe not the lies of your own eyes. Believe not the lies of your circumstances. Hallelujah. Things may look bad, but things are not really what they appear to be. The truth is what God has spoken in his word. The truth is what God declared since before the beginning of time. pertaining to you. God has already spoken his truth over your life, and Pastor Anthony and I are here to encourage you tonight to continue to walk in that truth. Do not be dismayed. Do not be discouraged. Hallelujah. Do not allow yourself to get disappointed because things are not what you want them to be. But understand that if God gave you a inclination for greater in your heart, if he gave you an instinct to go out and do more, then believe me, God is going to manifest that thing. Hear God on tonight. If God has given you a dream, hallelujah. If God has given you aspirations for better, if you find yourself striving for more and wanting more and hungering for more and desiring more out of life, then know that God put that thing on the inside of you. And as you continue to water it by faith, as you continue to water it by faith through the word and through prayer and through praise and worship, hallelujah, know that God is going to bring it to pass. God is going to allow your dreams that he gave you and sent you to this earth realm to fulfill are going to be made manifest in this lifetime. Amen. If you do not faint, if you do not grow weary and faint, if you do not faint in your mind, if you continue to believe God, if you continue to feed your spirit with words of hope, inspiration, encouragement, and power, God will do what he said he would do, and you will see it in the land of the living. Amen. I pray you receive it on today. God did not birth you here, hallelujah, just for you to suffer. He did not birth you here for you to just go through life hoping. My God, there are some things that God wants to do for you and through you. Hallelujah. He did not send you here, hallelujah, just for mediocrity. Oh, glory. But God sent you here to expose his greatness to the world so that he could get the glory, my God, through your life. So no matter what it is, you are not insignificant. There's nothing too small. Oh, glory. There's no contribution to this life that is too small. What God gave you to do, you do that to the best of your ability. Don't worry about who's doing greater things. Don't worry about how small your part seems to be. Let me tell you something. There is no movie that has ever been made without the supporting roles. My God, then without people that are just standing, if you have a crowd, you have to have somebody to stand in that crowd. Come on. Come on, somebody. So your role in life is important. Do not compare yourself to other people. Do not compete with others. Amen. Compete only with your best effort. Compete only with your best effort. Hallelujah. And always aspire to be greater today than you were yesterday. Oh, yeah, it's in you. It's already in you. Greater is in you. Amen. So we're celebrating today Pastor Anthony's birthday. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for him, and he wanted to come and pray. We're going out. We went out earlier, and we're going out after prayer. But Pastor Anthony is committed to the call on his life, and he said, baby, let's pray. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're here, and we thank God for Pastor Anthony. Hallelujah, and his diligence, amen, towards the things of God, amen. So we're going to be here for an hour. We're going to pray. We're going to take some prayer requests. We're going to continue to do what we do, amen, and let God have his way, amen. So let us pray, hallelujah. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. God, there is none like you, huh? Oh, glory. None of Mokushanama, man. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. This is the day that you have made, God, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it, no matter what the persecution. You said rejoice in the middle of persecution and count it all joy, oh, God. You said count it all joy when we fall into devious temptations, when we fall into devious temptations and different circumstances that will come our way. You said, count it all joy. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we praise you anyhow. We praise you and we worship you and we glorify your name and we worship you. We adore you and we exalt your name on high. God, there is none like you. Hallelujah. And nothing that we will encounter will stop us from worshiping you. Nothing will stop us from giving you the praise. Nothing will stop us, oh glory. Hallelujah, for calling out to you and coming to you and sitting at your feet, hallelujah, bowing at your feet in worship and communicating with you through prayer, oh God. Lord, we love you so much, oh God. We love you. We love you not because of what you've done, but because of who you are, oh God. Hallelujah. And we come to pour out our praise and pour out our worship on you, oh God. Hallelujah, like oil from Mary's alabaster box, oh God. And we ask God, hallelujah, that Father God, you receive the intensity of our prayer and that you receive the intensity of our worship, oh God. And Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will touch each and every person, oh God, that has come together in this place on tonight, God. Somebody came, oh God, for another touch from you, oh God. Somebody came, oh God, hungering and thirsting, oh God, as the deer pants after the water, oh God, so our souls are panting after you, oh God, so we hold nothing back, oh God, and we come to you, Lord, and we say, Lord, meet us here on tonight. Don't let one person leave here, oh God, without another touch from you. Don't let one person leave here, oh God, without being encouraged, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So Lord, even now, as we go, Father God, and deeper into prayer, I beg, break off every stronghold, oh God, that's been trying to, oh, glory, that's been trying to hold your people hostage. I break every chain, oh God, by the anointing, oh God, that's permeating the atmosphere on tonight, God. We break every chain. We demolish every stronghold. We come against every attack of the evil one, oh God, and we declare that greater are you on the inside of us than he that is in this world. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And Lord, we love you tonight, and we praise you on tonight. We declare that the sick are healed tonight, God. We pray healing over every person, every individual, oh God, that's suffering with sickness. We lift up evangelists, oh glory, hallelujah, Joyce Williams on tonight, God. Lord, we pray for her on tonight, God, as she's been going through, oh God, and been in a long-term care, oh God, and been going through for about a year, but tonight, God, oh, glory. We break sickness off of her body, and we declare healing over her. You said in your word that by your stripes we are healed, that you bore our transgressions, took our inequities, and by your stripes we are healed, that you came with healing in your wings, and healing is the children's bread, and God, she is your daughter, and you even said, Jesus, you said, should not this daughter of Abraham be set free from this yoke that the devil put on her? So, Lord, we pray for this daughter, Abraham, Mother Joyce Williams, on tonight, God, and we pray, Father God, that you will go over to Jersey City and go over to her bedroom and go over and touch her and let your angels, your ministering angels, minister healing to her supernaturally on tonight. And we speak supernatural healing over her life tonight. We declare that she is healed in the name of Jesus. We declare that she is healed. Her daughter asked that we pray that she eat, that we pray that she would eat. God, let her eat, oh God. Let her begin to nourish her body. Let her begin to, Father God, take in the food that she needs. But Lord, we pray, Father God, even greater, we pray for supernatural manifestation of healing in her life. Some have counted her out, God. Some have given up, but God, we hold on to hope, and we declare that she shall live and not die, and declare the miraculous works of the Lord. We declare that she shall be a testimony. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you, and we praise you, hallelujah, in advance for the manifestation of healing in her life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for all who are suffering and all who are sick tonight, God. We thank you for healing Maria, and we thank you for healing Kim Tonsil, and we thank you for healing Kathy, and we thank you for healing Evangelist Page, and we thank you for healing Nisi, oh God. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord, for healing all those, Father God, who are looking towards heaven. for healing on tonight, God. Oh, God, we believe you. We believe you, oh, God. We believe your word. We believe that signs and wonders shall follow those who believe. We believe, God, the supernatural miracles are being released on this line tonight. We believe, oh, God, hallelujah, hallelujah, for blessings and provision. Oh, glory. Father, we thank you for provision, oh, God. For all those, Father God, who are looking this way for heaven. Lord, I pray for Elijah Davis right now in the name of Jesus. Even as he came to me in a dream, oh God, and asked me for prayer, God, I pray for him right now. I bind up Satan right now in the name of Jesus. And I declare hope and healing over his life. I declare deliverance and salvation. I declare, oh God, that his walk with you is secure. I bind up the hands of Satan. I come against every plan of the evil one, every plan of Satan that will try to come against this young man, oh God. Even as he, Father God, calls into this prayer line, God, I thank you, Lord, that his mind is regulated. I thank you, Lord, that his job is secure. I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that, Father God, that, oh, glory, that his peace is great, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, give him wisdom, oh, God, to walk this walk, oh, God. Give him the right, the mindset to know what to do and what to do next, God. I bind up the spirit of confusion in the name of Jesus that will try to come and get him on the wrong course, oh God. I thank you for the work that you've already done in his life, oh God, and what you're going to continue to do, oh God. So Lord, we thank you for young Elijah. We thank you for his life. We thank you for the mantle that's on his life. We ask that you touch him, that you keep him, that you walk with him, that you talk with him, you protect him and keep him safe, keep his family safe, keep his mother safe, keep his brother safe, Isaiah, keep his sister safe, Ashley, oh God, keep his family safe, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for release. A supernatural release over that household, oh God. In the name of Jesus, no lack, oh God. No confusion, oh God. No trouble, oh God. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for the floodgates of your blessing being poured out into the Davis home, oh God. In the name of Jesus, of course, Shelena, encourage the mother. Encourage Sister Lori, oh God. No, Mama Kashi. I speak strength. I break off every stronghold. I break off every stronghold. I demolish every curse, every demonic curse, every obstruction. I remove it out of the way. We remove it in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord, for opening up the heavenly realms, pouring out a blessing on their family, especially Lori Davis, oh, God, so much that they can't even receive it, oh, God. Bless those who bless them. Bless all who bless them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, we just thank you. And even as we continue this prayer line, bless every person under the sound of my voice. Bless every person under the sound of my voice. God is releasing a supernatural blessing on this line tonight. Hallelujah. For every person under the sound of my voice. Hallelujah. The portals of heaven are open. Hallelujah. That word has been burning hot since Sunday. The portals of heaven are open. Hallelujah. And God's releasing the answers to our prayers. He's dispatching angels. Hallelujah. As we have prayed and as you have prayed. Hallelujah. God is dispatching angels, and they are coming bearing gifts. They are coming like the angel Daniel. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Like the angel. Hallelujah. It's not that, Pastor. Hallelujah. Like the angel. Hallelujah. The warring angel that came. The angels are coming, and they're coming bearing gifts. Hallelujah. And they're coming bearing answers to your prayers. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, blessings are being released. And they're like the angel said, as soon as you pray, God heard you, and he released the answer. Hallelujah. But there were warring spirits that were trying to hold up, that held up the release of the manifestation of the answer to your prayer. But God says, because you did not give up, because you did not faint, because you stood on the battlefield, because you continued to pray, God says, now the answer is coming. The battle has not been yours. It has been mine, says the Lord. The battle has not been yours. It has been mine, says the Lord. And I have released the answer from the heavenly realms. Huh? And the answers are coming to your homes. My God, some of you have been waiting for finances. Some of you have been waiting for employment opportunity. Some of you have been waiting. We have, oh, glory. There's so many blessings being released from the heavenly realms in this particular dispensation. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Some of you have been waiting for healing. You've been waiting for your children to come back from waywardness. You've been waiting, hallelujah, for approvals. Oh, my God, from applications that you have put in. And God says this is a season of divine release and manifestation of his favor over the lives of the faithful. Those of you who have been faithful, my God. God said this is the season of divine release. My God, hallelujah. And if you can receive it on today, write it down. Say, I receive that word, and write it down, because this is your season of divine release. The portals are open. God keeps saying the portals are open in the name of Jesus. And some of you are having miracles taking place right now, this instant. My God, suddenly, oh, glory. Some of you are in a suddenly moment, hallelujah, where you're going, the phone call is coming, the text, the Facebook message, yeah, suddenly blessings are coming. You've had enough bad news, but blessings are coming. My God, hallelujah. Don't you bring me no more bad news. That's, I hear your cry, says the Lord, and blessings, good news is knocking on your door. Good news is coming, ringing your phone. Good news is coming to your house. And Pastor, I pray for that young man's family, hallelujah. I'm going to give it over to you, because God is saying, hallelujah, the voice are going to be calling out in the family of young, the Brown family, the Michael Brown's family. We pray for that family right now in the name of Jesus. We pray blessings over that family and the whole city over there that is in disruption, that's in chaos, that's in uproar over this injustice and the injustices that are taking place. And we come against racial profiling and killing of young black men. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We come against killing of any person because of color, the color of their skin or their nationality, and we declare peace in the land and racial harmony. My God, I had a dream, and our church was filled with people of all nationalities. That was last night, Pastor. I told you about the dream God showed me, and God is beginning to integrate his church. The church will no longer be segregated on Sunday morning. Hallelujah. And God is bringing unity between the races, because he is no respecter of man. There's neither male nor female, Jew nor Greek nor Jew, Gentile, Jew, Greek nor Gentile, Jews and Gentiles. Hallelujah. God is no respecter. We are all one in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you while we pray for the Brown family, that mother, that father, oh, God, that those relatives, those neighbors, Father God, we pray that no more harm will come. We've covered the lives of those, Father God, who are protesting, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And we cover every young boy, no matter what his race, every young man, oh, God. We cover retaliation, blacks against whites, oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we, Father God, we bind up this demon of prejudice and segregation and separation because of our race or the color of our skin. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Lord, we bless your holy name on tonight. We thank you for the power of God being on this prayer line on tonight. We thank you for every life, every soul, every person represented, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, there's none like you in the mighty name of Jesus. Not by might, not by power, but by thy spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus. You're sovereign God. You're holy God. You are Jehovah God. And we look to the hills which cometh thy help. our help truly does come from above.
Yes,
every good and perfect gift is from above. And we thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Pastor, I feel the power of God on this line on tonight.
Hallelujah.
Deliverance is taking place. Healing is taking place. Breakthroughs and manifestation of miracles are taking place as we speak in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The gospel according to Mark in that Mark in that 11th chapter, the 22nd verse, and Jesus answering and said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whatsoever you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith, that cometh to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, help us God, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive.
Yes.
If you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither shall your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. God is reminding us tonight to put our faith back in him.
Yes.
To put our faith only in him.
Yes.
To put our whole confidence in him. We're living in a day where we put our faith in people at times, and we put our faith in our own ability at times, and we put our faith in things and our knowledge and our intellect and our ability. But God is reminding us tonight through the power of prayer to put our faith back in him, the God kind of faith,
yeah.
To have faith in God, Jesus told his disciples. And we today need that faith in God. My wife prophesied, all of God, none of man.
My God.
And we thank God in the mighty name of Jesus that he is a supernatural God. He is a spiritual God. And those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus went on to say, glory be to God. Even as the fig tree was cursed, he was giving his disciples a lesson in faith. He says, say, glory be to God, to the mountain, be thou removed. And if you don't doubt in your heart, that mountain is going to move. I don't know the mountain that's in your way today.
Yeah.
I don't know the insurmountable situation that might be in your way today.
Yeah.
I know many believers are going through a great persecution in this hour. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord shall deliver you and I from them all.
Yeah.
So regardless of the persecution, regardless of the intensity of the warfare, regardless of the persecution and the opposition against your life, every enemy, the word of God says, say what God said. When with the word of God. Jesus was in the wilderness. Yes, he was hungry after fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. Yes, he was thirsty after fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, but he was led into the wilderness to be tested of the devil. And he put the word, glory be to God, to the test, and he defeated the devil with the word. And you and I are going to defeat the enemy with the word of the living God on today. So say what the word says. Speak what the word says. Declare the word. He told Joshua, meditate on this word day and night, and you will prosper in everything that you do. And through the power of prayer tonight, God, help us to say what you say and to speak what you speak and to win with the word of God.
Yes.
Heaven and earth will pass away,
yes,
but your word will be here forever.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He goes on to say, believe and receive. For if you believe, you'll receive. If you believe, you will receive.
Yes.
The disciples asked Jesus to increase our faith. The man with the demon-possessed son said, help my unbelief. They did not enter in because of doubt and unbelief. And through the power of prayer tonight, I believe that somebody's belief level is going to go up.
My
Somebody's faith is being increased right now. Somebody is in position to receive from the Almighty God. I said breakthrough is for you. Manifestation of miracles is right there at your door. And finally, through the power of prayer, this is for somebody, let go and let God. I spent a lifetime being angry. I spent a large portion of my life being unforgiven. I spent many years being in that position of being unforgiven towards certain people. And God helped me through the manifestation of his mighty hand to let go and let God. And I'm still forgiven today. And I have forgiven many. And God is saying to somebody tonight, forgive. Let go and let God. Hold your peace and let the Lord fight your battle. Be still and know that I am God. We're going to open up the prayer lines. Be still and know that I am God. So, Lord, we thank you that we have faith in you. We thank you that we're going to speak what you said. We thank you that we're going to believe and receive. We thank you for giving us supernatural power and ability to forgive those who have hurt us, to forgive those who have double-crossed us, to forgive those who have betrayed us, to forgive those who have lied to us,
yes,
who have used and abused us,
yes,
who have wronged us and disrespected us. Help us, Lord, to forgive tonight,
Jesus,
because it's blocking our blessings.
Jesus.
It's interfering with what you want to give to us. It's making us bitter and not better.
My God.
So, Lord, help us to forgive.
Jesus.
Help us to forget those things that are behind and press toward the things which are ahead of us. Call us, we see these hands, and glory be to God as Pastor opened up the prayer lines tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. We're going to touch and agree in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Area code 919. Hey,
God bless you. Area code 919. God bless you.
Hey, Pastor, how are you?
Yes, God bless you. We hear you, and we are doing good. We are blessed.
God bless you both. This is Nichelle. I was asking you guys for prayer. I wanted to thank you first for the prayer. That was a very powerful, prophetic prayer. I just thank you both for that.
Amen. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for your daughter, Michelle, right now.
Michelle.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus,
hallelujah,
we thank you, Lord, for supernatural ability to do
hallelujah
the impossible.
You
said with man it might be impossible, but with God all things are possible. You said nothing is impossible for those who believe. So right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, as she walked by faith and not by sight, we thank you, hallelujah, Lord, that never will you leave her, never will you forsake her. You said, Lord, you'll always be with her, and we are reminded tonight that greater is he that's in her than he that is in this world. So I thank you that she has the victory. I thank you in the mighty name of Jesus that every area in her life will be successful. I thank you in the mighty name of Jesus that you have declared her, you have declared that she is fearfully and wonderfully made. She has been made in the image of Almighty God and in his likeness. So I thank you for power, glory. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. I thank you for giving her supernatural power. I thank you that when she is strong, when she is weak, she is strong. You said, let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say that I am rich. And right now, Lord, your strength is made perfect in her weakness. So I thank you that all things continue to work together for her good. She is counting it all joy. She knows that it's only a test. She knows that she is being tested and tried. But, Lord, she's going to come forth as pure gold. In the name of Jesus, she's going to come out better and stronger and wiser. Glory be to God. So, Lord, we thank you for the test. We thank you for the process. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that she's yet on the potter's wheel, being formed and shaped and molded in this season, Lord, that no weapon that have been formed against her will be able to prevail. And you're going to silence every wagging tongue. You're going to silence every enemy. You're going to silence every adversary, that even her enemies will dwell at peace with her. Even those will reconcile with her and make amends with her. Those who did not walk in agreement will begin to, oh, I feel this prophetically, will begin to walk in agreement with you. I said your adversary, your foes, your enemies will begin to walk in agreement with you because of the supernatural God that you serve. Because if God be for you, oh, glory be to God, who can be against you? I said if God be for you, who can be against you?
Hallelujah.
So that scripture was for you tonight.
Hallelujah.
Put your faith in God.
Hallelujah.
Put your faith in God and keep
Hallelujah.
It in God.
Thank you.
Man will let you down. People will disappoint you. But God says, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Jesus said, also believe in me. So, Lord, I thank you right now for the hedge around her life.
Glory,
I plead the blood over every situation that she is facing.
Hallelujah.
I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. So, Lord, strengthen her. Guard her. Thank you for the angelic host that you have assigned to her life.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I hear God saying your ladder shall be greater.
Thank you,
oh,
Jesus.
I feel that so strongly.
Yes.
Your ladder shall be greater.
Yes, God. Yes. Lord.
He has already determined your end at the beginning. So you keep moving forward by faith. Keep moving forward by faith. You don't see it. You don't sense it. It's not adding up in your natural carnal mind, but God says, this is not natural. This is not going to be according to how you think and how you see it.
Yes,
He says, I bless who I want to bless.
Jesus.
I favor who I want to favor.
Yes.
And God has already favored you. And my wife said it earlier, he has not changed his mind. Receive that thing by faith tonight.
Yes, God.
God has not changed his mind about how he wants to bless you
God.
And that he's going to bless you. And my wife has already said it.
Yes.
It's already done.
Yes. Yes.
So keep walking by faith, my sister. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God bless
keep walking
you,
by faith.
Amen.
Keep walking by
prophetess.
Faith.
Amen.
God bless, prophetess.
Hallelujah.
Keep the faith. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. We thank God for
Amen.
Her tonight
Amen.
In the mighty name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus.
Thank
we thank God
Jesus.
For her tonight.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory
to God. My God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Area code 973. God bless you. Your phone line is open. Hallelujah.
God bless you, Pastor Rebecca.
God bless you, Sister Carmen. God bless
yes.
you.
I never come on, but I had to come on to wish Pastor Anthony a happy birthday. Happy and blessed birthday. Amen. May God bless him and pour down blessings abundantly and make all his wishes come true. And I love you guys. And I wanted to say what a great time I had on Sunday. It was such a beautiful service. The fellowship was great. The food was delicious. And I was telling my grandson, Kevin, who came by today, I say, you missed such a beautiful service. It was, I'm in awe. I loved it. I had such a great time. I love you guys. Pastor Anthony, happy birthday. Enjoy the rest of the night.
Amen, Sister Carmen. I thank you for those kind words. You always encourage us, and thank you for your birthday wishes this way. I really am enjoying my birthday, and thank you. I'm 51 years old today,
yes.
and I thank God that he has preserved my life. Thank you for that, being part of the New Creation Church family. We did have a blessed time. 8 years of being a church and having a church anniversary, and you've been a part of that. So we thank you for your prayers and your support, and hallelujah, the way you hold up your pastor's
Jesus.
Arms and your
yes.
faith toward the things of God. We
yes.
thank God for you. Let me just pray very quickly. Father, I thank you for
yes.
Sister Carmen, even her son, Kevin, Lord,
yes.
in the name
yes.
of Jesus, her grandson, who is also part of our fellowship. We thank you for the Kahlo family, Lord. They have been a blessing. Continue to open up doors for them that no man can shut. Continue to cover their family, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Cover her marriage, her children, her grandchildren, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Protect her, shield her, guard her, Lord. We thank you for her life. We thank you for her love, for her pastors and her church family and the body of Christ at large, Lord. We thank you in the mighty name of Jesus that you would give her increase in every area of life. Thank you for a greater anointing being on her. Thank you that you will increase the love and, Father God, the compassion that she has for people in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, bless Sister Carmen. Bless her household. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say it's done. And amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you for that birthday blessing. Amen.
Yes. Anybody who hasn't seen you in person, you don't look 51, okay? You look great.
Well, thank you for that. I am really 51, and it's on my birth certificate, but thank you for that. Amen.
You're welcome. Good night.
Amen.
Amen.
We love you. God bless you.
Amen. And I love you, and we love that yellow rice. I tell you, you got to cook me some of that. Next time you cook, you have to cook a separate pan for me to bring home.
I know. Whenever you want it, all you have to say, tell me is do it, and I'll do it.
Okay, thank you. It was delicious, and I agree. The fellowship was great. We have a great church family over at New Creation, and I thank God for all of you and everybody that came, and it was just so wonderful. You guys really encouraged us, me and Pastor Anthony, so that we can keep on keeping on. So God bless you, and we love you, Sister Carmen.
Oh, I love you more.
Amen. Okay, all right. God bless you.
Okay.
Amen.
Bye.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless that name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of the Lord.
Area code 732. God bless you. Amen. Your line is open.
Hello, Pastor Anthony. Hello?
Yes, we can hear you. God bless you, sir.
Oh, okay. Hello, Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca. This is Elijah. How are you guys doing?
Oh, God bless you, sir. God bless you.
First of all, I'd like to say happy birthday, Pastor Anthony. You've been truly a blessing to me and my family. You know, you guys are wonderful. You're great. Every time you speak on Sunday, I just enjoy it, just as Pastor Rebecca, when she speaks. I have a praise report and a prayer request. My praise report is today while I was casing my mail, I overheard one of my colleagues say, oh, my God, really, what happened? So while she was on the phone, you know, I wasn't trying to pay too much attention because I was trying to get out the office. So when she hung up, she called out four names, and one of those names was mine. She called out Elijah, which is me, Tamaine, Cindy, and Aida. She said, you guys have been promoted. And I was like, what? She's like, what did you say? She said, you have been promoted. And I've been working in Mountainside, which is another office from Westford, which is my original office, but they've been sending me back and forth. So they had sent the message over to her. And I was just so thrilled. I was like, wow. It's just, you know, when you have faith and continue to push, it's just God do great things. And at my young age, at 21, I'm just seeing so much because not too many people get to live my, you know, 21, which is sad, you know. But God blessed me with a great career. A new car. I'm just so grateful for what he has done and what you guys have been doing and just praying for me. And Pastor Becker, I just want to say thank you so much for that powerful prayer you had to pray for me because I've just been going through some things, you know, the devil trying to trigger my mind, but I'm staying focused. You know, God is staying before me no matter what is going on in my life. And my prayer request is that He continues to do his will in my life as I continue to move forward with great success and for my family as well.
Amen. Wow.
Amen. Amen.
Wow.
Well,
look,
sir,
at God.
Look at God. First of all, thank you for that birthday blessing.
Yes.
We thank God for you, and I – your pastor, thank God, amen, for wishing me a happy birthday. That just makes my day all the more better. And look at God, as you said, your faith is in God.
Yes.
As I read that scripture earlier, put your faith in God. You already see, as he has given you a great career, promotion already.
Right.
Promotion comes
Amen.
From God.
Amen.
He's the one that elevates. He's the one that lifts us up. He's the one that raises us up. So you see the hand of God on your life, even in the early stages of that new career that he has placed you in. And we're going to pray continued blessings for you.
Amen.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, continue to touch Elijah.
Yes.
Continue to raise him up, Lord. Continue to open the doors for this young man that no man can shut. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that you have given him intellect and many gifts in the natural. But supernaturally, Father God, continue to raise him up and build him up in the mighty name of Jesus. Even at a young age, sometimes he faces warfare and he faces position, but he continues to put his faith in you even when life seems to get hard and trying and the test comes, Lord. Thank you that he's learning you and he has a relationship with you, that when nobody else is around, that he can pray to you and cry out to you and call on the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you that, hallelujah, not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of the living God, he'll continue to get the victory. He'll continue to be promoted. He'll continue to be raised up and lifted up and find an increase in abundance and overflow in every area of life. So we pray for his mom. We pray for his brother and his sister. We pray for his household, Lord, that you'll continue to bless them. You'll continue to keep them. You'll continue to create the unity in their family and the support that they have for one another, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, this son and this mother, and Father God, this family, Lord, the Davis family, that you'll shield them and guard them and give them the resources that they need, Lord. Give them, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, everything pertaining to godliness and holiness as you have declared in your word. So I thank you, Lord, that greater is coming for them. Oh, glory be to God. That greater is coming, that their best days are ahead of them, that the best is yet to come, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, hallelujah, guard their minds and their hearts with the Spirit of the living God.
Yes.
Guard, Lord, in the name of Jesus, the anointing that's on their lives with power, might, and your supernatural ability. Guard, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, the blessings that you have blessed them with.
Yes.
Oh, glory be to God. So I thank you for protection.
Yes, God.
You said 1,000 may fall at their left, 10,000 at their right, but it shall not come near their dwelling.
Yes,
so I thank you, Lord, that they have a shield around them, that the shelter, that the refuge of God is like a fortress around this family. So continue to keep them in the mighty name of Jesus. We say it is done, and we say it is so. Decree and declare a thing, and you say it shall be established in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Well, blessings continue to be upon you.
Amen.
In the natural, yes, he's blessing you. But even in the supernatural, he's blessing you. Press your way to the things of God. Press your way every time you can be there in the name of Jesus into the presence of Almighty God. And God's going to continue to bless you and keep you. Amen?
Amen.
I receive it. Thank you. And now I have to go through another 90-day probation. But I know with God, you know, with me pushing, I will make it and I will get through it.
Amen. Yes. Amen. And yes. And just continue. The Lord is just really stressing. Continue to press your way to church every Sunday and Wednesday that you are off. Find yourself in the house of the Lord. God's going to be your refuge. He's going to be a shelter all around you. And God's going to continue to impart wisdom to you as you keep pressing your way to hear through the voice of your spiritual mom, your spiritual dad. God is going to continue to speak prosperity and success and wisdom into your life. There are great things in store for you. And the devil's job is to distract you and pull you away. But God says no matter what, no matter how high you go, just keep pressing your way to the things of God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Oh, even if you're tired, it's pressed too, because the devil's going to try to make you feel tired. He's going to make you feel like you need to sleep. But just keep pressing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you now early, because God's going to take you far. Hallelujah. So I want to just tell you now early, right now in the stage of his, your elevation, that you got to cleave to God. Cleave to him. For he is your life. Hallelujah. So we love you, Pastor Anthony, and I love you. I dreamed about you last night. The Lord put you on my heart. Amen. And I know God is doing great things in your life, and he set you in our lives so that Pastor Anthony and I could, along with your mom, that we could parent you in the spirit realm. So we thank God for you, and keep doing what you're doing. We're proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, you guys. I love you guys so much. Thank you.
Okay. Amen. We love you too, son. God bless you. We'll see you soon.
Okay. I'll see you guys Sunday.
Okay. God bless you. See you Sunday. Amen.
Amen. We're so godly grateful for our young people. God is showing them at an early age. Amen. Yes. Yes, absolutely. And his faith, amen, is in Almighty God, and we thank God for him tonight.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Area code 678. Area code 678. God bless you. We thank God for you.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony, and happy birthday to you. I wish you many blessings. This is Maria. I'm calling in for a prayer, but I just want to give thanks to God. I want to give him all the praise and glory, because even though, like Pastor Rebecca had mentioned a couple of weeks ago, that I was going to have turbulence, but at the end I was going to have an easy landing, well, I feel that now I'm going through that turbulence, and I just know that God is walking with me through it. So I fear no evil, because I know that he is going to take me through it. I just want you to continue to pray for me, for my son. Right now he's going through an infection in his tonsils, and he's had a little bit rough this morning. He fainted in the bathroom, and we had to call the ambulance. But thank God we found out what's wrong, and they're giving him medication to make him feel better. So I just want you to continue to please pray for me. And I just want to give thanks to God for everybody, for everything, for everyone, and for all the prayers that you guys are always out there saying for others. That really mean a lot, and it really means a lot to me. So God bless you both, and I love you both.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, I'm going to let Pastor Emily say thank you for his birthday greeting. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Sister Maria, for those kind words.
Yes.
I feel your love toward me, and thank you for that happy birthday wish. I really am enjoying
it from the bottom
day.
Of my heart.
Amen. Amen. My birthday, and I'm really having a great day today. So thank you. Amen.
Amen. And what is your son's name?
His name is Edgar.
Edgar?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we praise you. Hallelujah. We worship you. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we magnify your name, oh God. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, we lift up Sister Maria to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for her life, oh God. We thank you for your hands upon her life, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. But we thank you, Lord, that the wars, Father God, hallelujah, and anything that she's going through, the winds may blow, oh God. The storm may rage, oh God. But Lord, you have her, Father God, in the palm of your hand. We thank you, Lord, for being a keeper and for keeping her, oh God, safe from every storm in life, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, that trouble does not last always, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. And even as she went through some turbulence, oh God, we thank you, Lord, that she continues to press her way towards your throne, continues to press her way for prayer, that, Lord, she has not taken her hand from your unchanging hand, oh God. And, Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will continue to strengthen her. We break off, Father God, any spirit that's not like you, that's trying to attach itself to her, even during this trying time, oh God, and we declare that she has victory already in her life over every situation. God, we declare, Father God, that no weapon formed against her can prosper, Lord. We declare, oh God, that she is already victorious, oh God. We declare she is already more than a conqueror.
through Christ Jesus. And I speak strength to her. We speak strength to her right now, God, that you will continue to strengthen her, that you will continue to encourage her, God. We thank you, Lord, that you will never leave her. You said you will walk with her. Have been with her always. You will never forsake her, God. So, Lord, we thank you for your word, hallelujah, and the promise that you have over this woman of God's life. Lord, we love you and we praise you. You are worthy, God. There is none like you, Lord. And no matter what's going on, God, we just praise you and we just thank you. And I thank you for our sister, oh God, who is a warrior in the battlefield of life, God, that she continues to praise you, that she continues to press, that she, oh glory, that she continues to pray, that she continues, oh God, to worship you, oh God, that she continues to believe you, oh God, that she continues, oh God, hallelujah, to cry out to you, oh God, that she continues, oh glory, hallelujah, to worship God, pray and praise until something happens. Oh, God. So, Lord, we thank you. You brought us from a mighty long way, God. And we thank you for hallelujah that you're not finished with her yet, God. That you still have a mighty plan over her life. God says he still has a mighty plan over your life. Hallelujah. Your eyes have not seen, nor have your ears heard, nor have they entered into your mind the things that God has in store for you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you that you're still yet releasing promises over her life. You still have a plan, God, and no plan of the enemy can stop the plan that you have for her, God. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray, Father God, her strength in the Lord right now, in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Strengthen her, Lord. Strengthen her right now, God. Continue. Even through turbulence, God, we thank you for safe landings. We thank you, Lord, for the joy of the Lord being her strength. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the garment of praise. We thank you, Lord, for healing in a time of sickness. We thank you, Lord, for all of your encouragement when she's discouraged. We thank you, Lord, that she can look towards the hills from where her help comes, knowing that her help comes from you. We thank you, Lord, for her son, Edgar, oh, God. Lord, even, Father God, in this infection, God, we pray, Father God, for a supernatural release of your healing, miraculous power over his life right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We praise you that you can heal all things. We thank you, Lord, for the doctors. We thank you for the diagnosis and the prognosis. We thank you for the medicine, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, for healing, God. We thank you for the process, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for able medical profession, medical staff, oh God. Doctors who are able to diagnose and find the problem. So, Lord, we thank you for a turnaround. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Divine turnaround in his life. Oh,
I hear
nobody's mad but the devil. Hallelujah. There are prayers over Edgar's life. God has put his hand on Edgar. I see God's hand and is resting on your son. Hallelujah. And once God puts his hand on something, no one or somebody, when God puts his hand on something or someone, no one can snatch it out. And God says, what I have placed my hand upon, no one can snatch it out. So your son is in good hands. He's in God's hands. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And God is healing. Not only is God healing in the natural, but God is healing in the spiritual realm. My God, hallelujah. There are some things that your son has walked through that God is healing. God is healing some pain from his some things that he hasn't been able to share, some things that he hasn't talked about, some things that he has not been able to shape. And right now, Lord, we thank you for divine, supernatural healing of every past pain, every past hurt, in the name of Jesus. We speak restoration to Edgar. We speak restoration of your ordained plan for his life. We declare that he shall be everything that you birthed him in this earth realm to be. We declare that he shall walk in authority, dominion, and power. Amen. We declare that he is saved and snatched from the hands of the enemy. We declare that the devil has no dominion or authority in his life. And we declare and decree that Maria's seed is blessed
In Jesus' name, oh, glory, hallelujah. The storm is over. I see the storm clouds have passed by. Oh, glory, hallelujah. The storm is over, says the Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, it's a new season. It's a new day. Oh, glory, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, increase the sunshine. Oh, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. The turbulence came because of the anointing.
Lord.
My God, it's because of the ordained plan that I have for your son's life. There is so much hell wreaking havoc over the war. But God says, I have already defeated the devil. Oh, glory.
Hallelujah.
He belongs
to
me, says God. In the name of Jesus. So Lord, we thank you and we praise you. And we seal this prayer over Eckford's life and over his mother's life, God.
Yes,
and we thank
Jesus,
you for what you're doing in their life. And we thank you
Jesus,
for the petitions that have gone forth that you have already answered. God says, I've already answered the prayers. It's a done deal.
Thank you.
So, Lord,
hallelujah.
We just thank you. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and we,
hallelujah.
I just hear
thank
God
you,
say,
Jesus.
It's a done deal. Oh, glory.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's a done deal. Hallelujah.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we praise the angels are rejoicing. It's
a done deal, says the Lord.
In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. So, Lord, we praise you and we worship you for this mother's prayer, for this mother's heart. And for this woman of God, your daughter, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your prayer. Thank you.
Hallelujah. It's already done, Sister Maria. Keep the faith, be encouraged.
Yes,
God has already stopped the sickness, destroyed the disease.
Yes.
And we thank God for total healing and total deliverance for your son.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you both. Love you both. Thank you. Thank
you, Lord. We thank you right now, hallelujah, for Sister Michelle Whitaker in the mighty name of Jesus, Father.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord, even as she has asked for prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. Concerning housing, we thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus for divine favor. Hallelujah. With the owners of the property, all the real estate things that need to work out according for her good in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that the approval and, Father God, that the consent and, Lord, everything coming together. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, all the requirements being met in the mighty name of Jesus, all the legal paperwork and all the logistics, Lord, being done in spirit and in truth. In the mighty name of Jesus, things done decently and in order. We thank you, hallelujah, Father, that the shelter and the residency, Lord, and the home that she needs will be, Father God, manifested into her. In the mighty name of Jesus, you continue to open doors, Lord.
Yes.
You continue to make ways where there seems to be no way. You said, behold, I do a new thing. She needs new housing and a new place of residence. Needs, Father God, a new place to live and a new dwelling place. So, Lord, we have not because we ask not. And right now, we pray, Lord, for your favor in your hand resting upon this situation concerning housing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
And we just touch and agree with our sister tonight.
Yes, God.
That you'll make a way.
Yes, Lord.
That you'll have influence, Father.
Yes, God.
And you'll move every stumbling block, every mountain, every hindrance, Lord.
Jesus.
And you'll give her favor.
My God.
And you'll do it, Lord,
according
to your will, in the name of Jesus. So thank you for this opportunity.
Thank
you for this open door.
Hallelujah.
Thank you that you love her, Lord, knowing that she needs this, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you'll give her your grace, which is sufficient.
My God.
Your mercy, Lord, which is sufficient.
Thank you, Lord.
So your divine hand reaching down from glory.
Yes, God.
And making this situation work for her good. In the name of Jesus, we call it done.
Yes.
And we say amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, in
Hallelujah.
The mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 We believe by faith right now.
Hallelujah. Thank
you. And Pastor, even as you said that prayer was for housing, I remember praying and believing God when it seemed like the things in the natural wasn't adding up for us.
Yes.
And we just stand in agreement with our sister
yes.
that God is no respecter of person.
Yes.
That even when opposition comes, he'll yes. make a way in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
We say it's done.
It is
and
done.
We say amen.
It is done.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Well, it is still my birthday, and we are still celebrating. I thank God for every birthday wish. I thank God for every caller tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, and we love each and every one of you. Glory be to God. We thank God for you tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Again, as Pastor said, I wanted to come on and pray. I wanted to be obedient to what God has obligated us to do, and we thank God for these Tuesday night prayers,
yes.
and thank God for your faithful, those you call faithfully and every caller tonight.
Yes.
We know that there's a special blessing from the Lord for you as you press your way through prayer. We believe in the power of prayer and the prayer of faith. So as I continue to celebrate my birthday tonight
yes.
in the name of Jesus, we're going to take one more caller. We do see this hand raised. We're going to take one more call tonight before we go off the air in the mighty name of Jesus. Area code, we thank God for you. This is our final call tonight.
Yes.
Area code 973, God bless you. We thank God for you this evening. 973, God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. I wanted to call in first to say a happy birthday to you, Pastor Anthony. This is Sister Tina.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Sister Tina. I thank you for that and that birthday yes. wish, and thank you for your kind words toward me on my birthday or my born day. I've been hearing that a lot today, and I thank you for that. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. On your born day, amen. Yes, I was just calling in for prayer as well. Sometimes I just listen, but today I wanted to press one and just ask for prayer. You know, the month of August has been kind of a rough month with different things happening overall. And so I think I had a great weekend and everything, but today I began to reflect even on the loss of my cousin and some things I'm asking God to do in my life. So today was like a rough day for me, but God gave me peace in it. But I'm just asking for prayer as I continue to go before God for some things that I'm in need of, my family is in need of, and just for his gratefulness.
Yeah. Amen. And we're going to lift it up before the Lord. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for Sister Tina, Lord. Hallelujah. Even as she recognized the goodness of your hand being on her life, coming off of a wonderful weekend, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, hallelujah, that you are ordering our steps through your word, that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Even as she said today, as she recalled, Lord, hallelujah, the transition, Father God, of her relative, and even, Father God, having some things in her life that she need prayer concerns, Lord, in the name yes. of Jesus. Lord, we right now lift that up to you in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you for her humility, knowing, Lord, that you have given us this thing called prayer, that sometimes in the spiritual and even in the natural, Lord, we get weary in well-doing. We get weary and tired in our bodies.
Yes.
So right now, Lord, we pray for supernatural strength. The joy of the Lord yes. really is her strength. So, Lord, I thank you right now for restoration of joy, for restoration of praise, for restoration, Lord, of jubilee right now being in her life. So I thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that her eyes have not seen, her ears have not heard, nor has it even entered into her heart what you have prepared for her. So I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would encourage her from on high, that you would strengthen her, Lord, in her weak areas, Lord, that you would, Lord, even be that comforter that you promised to be. You'll be the counselor in her life, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Be that still small voice that continues to speak to her spirit in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you for Sister Tina tonight. I thank you, Lord, that you give her peace, which surpass all understanding, that you'll regulate her thoughts. And Father God, you'll give her the ability to take every negative thought captive and make it obedient to that thing of God, that you'll take every negative situation and turn that thing around for her good, that you'll take, Lord, hallelujah, the persecution and sometimes the warfare when it gets intensified in her life, and that you'll make it a testimony as she passed every test. In the mighty name of Jesus, they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the words of their testimony. So, Lord, this too shall pass. Oh, I feel that. God says this too shall pass in the name of Jesus. Even as today was a trying day, God's going to give you sweet slumber tonight. He's going to let your sleep and your slumber be. He's going to give you a restful night. In the name of Jesus, even though the devil tried to worry you and the devil tried to trouble you today, the devil in the name of Jesus sent demons on assignment to give you unrest. God says, I'm going to give you rest tonight in the name of Jesus. So labor to enter into his rest because it's available to you. So Lord, I pray right now that your peace and your rest and your comfort will be on her life tonight. In the name of Jesus, that no weapon that has been formed against her will be able to prosper. And that, Lord, she's walking in prosperity. She's walking in abundance. And she's walking with supernatural strength and ability to do what you have called her to do. In the name of Jesus, we call it done and we say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Well, be encouraged, my sister, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, praise God. Listen, that is the last call. I'm going to take my husband, my wonderful husband, and continue to celebrate his birthday on tonight. If you want to send him a birthday card, you can always send it to Pastor Rebecca Simmons. You can send the card addressed to him, care of Pastor Rebecca Simmons, P.O. Box 2476. Bloomfield, New Jersey, and the zip code is 07003. Some of you have asked what is our address, so that is our address if you want to write it down and just have it just in case you want to be a blessing to Pastor Anthony on for his birthday. That's P.O. Box 2476, Bloomfield, New Jersey, 07003. Or you can always, anytime, people are asking me, how can I donate? How can we give seed to your ministry? How can we sow? You can also go to our website at nccmonline.org, and you can always sow there as well. And we thank you all who have been sowing seed. It's amazing. God has really been blessing us by your generous giving. So we thank God for all of you who have sown seed into our lives and into our ministries. Amen. Because we just are able to do so much more. And we thank God for you partnering with us to do what we do. So God bless you. Listen, we have marriage on tomorrow. We'll be teaching the third Wednesday of every month. We'll be teaching on marriage and relationships at the church. And that's 1482 Maple Avenue, 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey, single or married. We will be teaching tomorrow night on marriage at the church. God has anointed us to teach on marriage and relationships. And if you come and you keep coming, your marriage and your relationship will be better. Amen. We wrote the book, and you can pick up a copy at our website at nccmonline.org, or you can pick it up a Kindle at amazon.com/Kindle, and you should be able to type in the title and get a copy of the book. Or you can email me at Pastor Rebecca Simmons at gmail.com. com if you're having problems with any of that. Or hit me up on Facebook, Pastor Rebecca Simmons on Facebook. So come out tomorrow or come out on Sunday and worship God with us. Amen. We are excited about what God is doing during this season of the church. God showed me some things in a dream, and I am excited about what God is doing. I told you, God said the church is going to be multicultural. It already is. But we thank God that he is manifesting that all the more, that people from all races will come in and be able to be in unity and love, my God. So we're excited about that. Keep Michael Brown's family in your prayers. Amen. And again, our services start at 12:30 on Sunday. 30s on Sunday and 12:30 on Sunday at 7:30 on Wednesday. Amen. And Thursday we will be there for our addiction recovery at 7:30. Amen. Addiction and stronghold recovery. Listen, if we haven't told you, if we haven't told you today, we love you. Amen. We love you. God loves you, and we thank God for you. And we thank God that we were able to come together one more time and bombard heaven with our prayers. So God bless you. Go in peace and serve our Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh,